The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde's House. With trivia coming up next, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, with Vortex Joe.
He's warming up. Yep, he's loosening up the cords.
Is he like doing stretches and stuff? You know, doing the hamstring and the quads?
It's like some quick sprinting.
It's like when Yamamoto came in Game 7.
Is it?
I don't remember what. Okay. What did Yamamoto do in Game 7?
I don't know.
The World Series MVP because he pitched the night before and then came in. Never mind.
Well, yeah, but what was he doing? Did he do something unique to warm up?
I mean, he was warming up in the – but never.
Yeah, I think he threw.
He was warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah, he went like this.
He was
okay. I don't know if you saw this story yesterday, but Jair Alexander is stepping away from football to work on getting healthy physically and mentally. He has been placed on the reserve retired list by...
Get your draft pick back, or is that not how that works?
I don't think that's how that works, although it was just a pick swap, so they would have to re-swap backwards. But no, I don't think that's how that works. I was talking to somebody who works in the building, and I was very surprised. It was on game day on Monday that he did not make the trip to Green Bay, because earlier in the week... When he spoke with reporters in Philadelphia, he talked about how much he was looking forward to going back. And I don't know the details of this. He's obviously one of one when it comes to unique personalities. But what did you make of this story, and especially in light of the seriousness of the conversation around mental health? I didn't know exactly how to feel when I saw this story emerge yesterday.
Well, how did you feel?
Well, I know that he has, I think he has struggled with the idea of just whether he wants to keep playing football or not, for one. But I also wonder if there's certainly other stuff going on. And what sprung to mind immediately was the fact that Keyshawn Nixon had said that he'd stayed in regular contact with him and was checking in on him a lot. Yeah. And that's what friends are supposed to do. And the fact that he said that, and he said that to me last week, and then this happened to, you know, yesterday, gave me pause and gave me concern. And look, I know that there have been some in the YouTube comments who think, me specifically and others, have taken what happened last year with Romeo Doubs too lightly. I want to reiterate that when I talk about the fact, and we've done this many times, about the team there being an attitude of, we hope he has a really good season and earns a contract from someone else, that we're not going to pay him, that is from people who also work in the building. So that is not, oh, I have something against Romeo Doubs because he stayed home from work. And the way he has been productive this year, if they have not changed their mind on that to some degree, I would be surprised by that, because he has been productive. And I don't know what his price tag will be. But, again, that was not described to me by people who should have known that that was a mental health episode. That was a dissatisfaction episode. Now, whether or not you agree with that, I don't know. And I don't know the truth of that, because Romeo doesn't talk about it. But, Tausch, I think you know this. I don't know if people cared as much or talked about as much or worried as much about mental health when you were playing. And there were probably guys that could have used a little bit of help at times. But how do you view this through the prism of how we view mental health now in the NFL?
Well, I think it's healthier that that's the case. But if we're just being honest about it, this still comes down to productivity and everything else, that you want people to get help and you want players to have the resources to go about and have that at their disposal to utilize to help have them perform at the highest level. In Jair's case, I think it's another example of the league comes at you fast.
Yeah.
And yes, there's mental health component to it. There's also the, you know, players that find themselves retiring and being forced out of the league, we all go through this. And Jair's case might be a little bit different. You're talking about a guy that was paid the highest paid at corner, was one of the best in the world at doing it, and injuries started eroding that, and it is a hard thing to get your head wrapped around. So any other things that you're dealing with will be ramped up a lot because of the position you're in, the scrutiny that is provided of that. So it is, that's why these cases get highlighted a lot more, because they also get sped up a lot more when you're in this profession, because people care. And so I hope that Jair is at peace with whatever decision he makes and feels good about it. And if he wants to try and make a comeback after he's in a better place, great. But this is just another stark reminder that when you're playing football at the highest level, a couple of steps, things just go so fast that you better enjoy it, and you better make sure you're built to do, you know, to continue on without it. You have that fine line to kind of weave through, because it doesn't matter if you're a journeyman offensive tackle or if you're a DPOY candidate and playing and paid at the highest level, everybody goes through this kind of transition, and it is a hard pill to swallow for most of us athletes.
Well said, as Alex Stroph likes to say. Really well said. I don't know if he will ever play football again. It was odd that he was talking, because I watched the entirety of his interview with the Eagles media, and he was actually born in Philadelphia. His mom is from Philadelphia. She remained an Eagles fan even when her son was playing for the Packers, he said. So he was very excited, seemingly, about joining the Eagles. Had high expectations of playing right away against his former team, and then did not make the trip. So, again, I don't know what all went on behind the scenes there, but he went from being excited and thinking he was a good fit and talking very glowingly about his new opportunity and saying that he'd been healthy since week four, by the way, physically, with his knee, to now stepping away from football.
Tough business, man. This is a brutal business, and that's brutal business. Very tough on you mentally.
You're going to tell us about Prize Picks in a second, but first, as you mentioned, Vortex Joe getting his vocal cords warmed up like Yamamoto.
Yep, going to be an MVP.
He's ready.
What is the category and what caller would you like to give Riley to have to answer?
Well, of course, it is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Just one set of questions today, not double, just one set of Wisconsin Geography questions today. Let's go, Jair Alexander, caller 23.
I think he was 17.
So I understand this correctly, Joe is going to handle all the questions. So both Tausch
and I. That
is
what we've been told. Yes. So let's make sure we're flexible. The more or less, we're going to put it at 2.5. I think he's going to go more.
Okay.
On questions. And Prize Picks is the best way to cash in this sports season, whether it's football, basketball, or both hockey, whatever it might be. Prize Picks makes every game more exciting. I've been playing for a while. It's fun and simple. Even when you lose, I lost on Monday. That happens. I'm going to get back on the horse. Pick more or less on two-player stats. Get them right and cash in. Deposits are fast, easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI, and you get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI for Prize Picks. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Caller 23 for trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 23 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find. And as I try to make my way to the ordinary world, I will learn to survive. Ooh. Jesse and Tausch live from Vortex Optics. And joining them now. I like that too. Thanks for the chuckle. Joining them now on set in front of the roaring fireplace. Doesn't appear that he brought his dog, but it sounds like my kind of place to work. It is Vortex Optics CEO, Vortex Joe. Joe Hamilton. Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We love having you guys here and love being on.
They said that you were getting warmed up. Did you sing a few bars?
He's doing jumping jacks. You know, he's obviously a very physically fit young man.
Like
push-ups and burpees and
all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all the burpees. CEO stuff. Standard.
All right, Joe, you run a very successful company.
Thank you.
I do find myself wondering what your trivia resume is. Jesse, of course, plays trivia on a regular basis. He's got a team name and everything. Do you feel good about the role, not only as CEO of a very successful organization, but also to ask three fairly simple trivia questions on our somewhat popular radio show?
I feel very strongly that I'm going to keep my day job, but being this trivia connoisseur, that's more my wife's speed, but I'm going to do my best. I don't think I'm going to be hired for this anytime soon.
Okay, well, we all have our strengths, and I'm still trying to find mine. All right, time now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie, all for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousin...
Through the Cousin Subs app.
Good finish.
Us now. We've got a veteran contestant to go with our rookie.
That's good. We got a rookie announcer and we got a veteran contestant. That's a
good matchup. Good matchup.
Our longtime contestant is Jeff in Monroe. Jeff, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good morning to all of you. Hi, Vortex Joe.
Hey, Jeff.
Nicely done. Guys, go way back. Sandbox buddies, you and Vortex Joe. All right.
We got this, Jeff.
I turn this over now. The category, of course, is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Joe, again, you have the full support of the Wildy and Tausch family here.
Vortex Joe.
Your computer suddenly gives you the black screen of death or something. Because I'm assuming you're borrowing Jesse's computer.
I am. I've had to do the little.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Make sure you don't hit any extra browsers.
What the heck?
I'm just saying. I don't want to get him confused. Okay.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying.
All right. So I turn it over now to Vortex Joe, CEO of Vortex Optics. Joe Hamilton with question number one.
All right, Monroe Jeff, here we go. We got this. Greenings from Barneveld, a Wisconsin village with a population just over 1,300. Mm. Located in a county that shares its name with which of these neighboring states?
Oh.
Iowa, Minnesota, or Uper?
Iowa.
Boom.
Nice work. One for
good
one.
Good start.
I had a good feeling about you. Okay. Question two. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located the shortest distance away from the state capitol building in Madison?
Mm.
Platteville, Evansville, or Mayville?
I'm pretty sure that's Evansville.
Wow.
He is a veteran.
Killing it.
Just an absolute ringer.
Did you know that one, Tausch?
I did not, no.
I didn't know that either. My my freshman football coach, though, is from Mayville. Shout out to Coach Simon. Okay.
Cardinals.
Okay, we'll have to delve into that here in a second.
Yeah, that's right. Question three here?
Let's knock it out.
Okay, Jeff, we got it, man. Three for three. Best known as a popular summer Wisconsin tourism spot, you can use your Vortex rangefinder to measure distances on the course at Big Fish Golf Club, ranked number 37, not 38, in the state at top100golfcourses.com. Located in which of these Wisconsin cities? Whew, that was a long one.
Yeah,
it's a long one.
Okay.
You did great.
Thanks. Number one, Eagle River.
Okay.
Lake Geneva or Hayward?
Tough question.
It's brutal.
Yeah, tough.
Don't mix it up with number 37 or 38.
There's some kind of museum that has a big fish outside, so I'm going to say Hayward.
Oh, yeah. I would guess Hayward, too.
Way to go, Jeff.
Got it.
Hey, let's go.
It's like Stockton to Malone. It's pretty good. maybe I got a new gig.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Never lost. Yeah.
In the
Vortex Joe era.
Perfect week with Vortex.
Yeah, we got it.
Perfect all time with Vortex Joe.
Right. Stockton to Malone was exactly the comparison I was thinking of there, too. You nailed it. I love it.
Who's Stockton? Who's Malone?
I'm definitely short white guy.
There you go.
I know my role.
No,
there we go. Stockton to Hornacek. It's Stockton to Hornacek.
I like it. Nice pivot.
So am I.
It's always a good day when we get a Jeff Hornacek reference into the program.
Doesn't happen often.
Really. It happens more than you think, though.
A lot lately.
Joe, great job. Jeff,
thank you.
You got 3 out of 3. I still can't believe you got the third one. Thank God you knew about the Big Fish Museum or whatever it is.
That was a clue. That was a clue.
That's impressive. So you've got 4 entries. You could win a Cousin Subs gift card. I know you've won trivia before. I'm not sure you've won it in the Cousin Subs era. So, good luck, Jeff. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot. Love you guys, including Vortex Joe.
Look at that. You got to love you your first time out.
I love you.
We had to
Jeff.
Put 4 years in to get Jeff to say love you to us.
That's fantastic.
All right, so that's Wilde and Tausch trivia. Now, what... Joe, are you going to stick around? Are you going to hang
out? I'll stick
around
as long as you need me.
Oh.
You got a company to run, so I don't want to impose, but it does feel like a good opportunity to talk a little bit more about Vortex. Thank you again for the rangefinders. The girls turn their games around. Makes up for their having a bad golfer for a dad. So awesome on that. But you guys are good there around the fire?
Yeah, let's come back and we'll talk a little bit more about Vortex.
And I like this.
You know what? I think there's some takes here. Matt LaFleur, he's got some Packer thoughts too that we want to delve into as well.
That's why I came on here.
That's exactly right.
And I can go eat a donut.
That'll be your third one. So it'll be good.
If Joe turns his back on the camera and is looking at a Surface tablet while we're doing the segment, then we'll be in trouble. More Wilde and Tausch live from Vortex in Barneveld. Stick around. Wilde and Tausch rolls on. Now, Jesse, this is normally your time to shine during Whoa Nelly.
Ah.
Now,
we're going to say Whoa Nelly to Whoa Nelly today.
Yeah, that's
fair. I was going to say, you don't necessarily have the strongest track record.
Yeah.
Whoa Nelly, let me tell you about that Keith Jackson, and let me tell you about Vortex Joe hearing my voice and knowing it.
I gave you my Pat Murphy take, and you can tune in tomorrow night to the Barry Alvarez Show at 6 o'clock on ESPN Madison to hear more
Jesse Nelson.
There you go.
Be no booing in a bar from Barry this week after that big win.
Well, there will not
Saturday.
Be.
Go boo in a bar.
All right, so before we get into all the great things that Vortex has going, we're obviously a Packers-dominant show.
You are a big-time Packer fan.
Die hard.
What did you tell me? I don't know if this is on air or off air. Can you tell me what you did Monday night? And you're kind of frustrated a little bit with some things. Like a lot of our callers, both on our post-game show and on Wilde and Tausch, there's a lot of frustration with a certain CEO-type coach of the G&G right now.
Yeah, so I'm a diehard. I did something I've never done before. I know Philly's a good team, but I was so fed up with the offensive performance that I boycotted the second half and went to bed.
I boycotted.
Yeah, I wasn't actually thinking I was going to talk about it, so I didn't think you'd ever get to LaFleur, but here we are.
Yeah, LaFleur listens pretty regularly, and Jason is, this might be your way to lead into your first question to LaFleur today. Yeah. Jason,
Vortex so
Joe boycotted.
Vortex like
Joe
boycotting.
What are you going to do to get this thing going?
yep, never done it before.
So do you have confidence that he can get this thing fixed?
So I actually do.
Okay.
I was very upset, obviously. I do. I've seen it in moments in games where you know, either from first to second half or what have you, I've seen him dial up very creative offenses, and I just think that's what was missing. I don't know if he's not trusting Love, but there's a lack of creativity. There's a lack of a downfield passing game. I feel like it's very predictable run, first down. You know, it just seemed – and even Jacobs, I thought, said they were calling out the play.
Yeah.
So
if you hadn't went to bed and boycotted, you'd have heard him on the TV broadcast. They literally were yelling, zone right, zone right. And they stuffed the play on fourth down, and we ended up getting the ball back but not ended up finding a way to win. So Vortex Joe knows what he's talking about now. He's got good insight, and you have great insight when it comes to your business. And I have to say, as I drove in here today, flags lining up the entire driveway. Veterans Day is a huge deal out here.
Yep.
Explain why.
Yeah, so, well, my father was a veteran, and my brother was a veteran. So my father did 3 tours in Vietnam, and my brother did 2 tours in Afghanistan and 1 in Iraq. And then we have over 50 veterans that work here. But I think, and I hope you'll agree, I think the freedom that we have to run a business, to be on a show, on a podcast, it's all because men and women show up and they serve. And they protect our country and our freedoms, and so I don't think we can't thank them enough. So yes, Veterans Day, you're going to have lining flags. As soon as you get on our campus, driving in, we had coffee for local veterans to come in. We had challenge coins for them if they came into the showroom. We had a lunch for all our veteran employees. It's a big day for us, and it should be a big day for everyone.
I would agree 100%. And you talked about the showroom promotions, and you have the merchandise. It's not just scopes. It is, and Jason can attest to the range finders. Anybody can come in, right? You have private, you have public tours. Yep. People come on in, check out everything you guys have to offer.
Yeah, so we definitely want to be a company where we're welcoming to anybody. So you want to come in, come in. We want to visit you with you. We want to be those brands. Just wants to send you, and then we're on. We want you here. If you call us ahead of time, we line up a tour. But we love customers to come in here.
And one of the other things, and you have to explain this from a business standpoint, you have your VIP warranty, and you have, and I had a buddy that has one of your scopes, very nice scope, and it fell and it broke and it cracked, and you give lifetime warranties to your stuff.
Yeah. So one of the things whenever you sell a product, it's a very technical product, is everybody gets so enamored with the technical aspect. And I think we got the best stuff technically, for sure. But I think where the rubber meets the road is what happens when something goes wrong. And so we've always had it that we will repair or replace anything for free, even if it's your fault. You need no receipt. There's no warranty card to fill out. There's no box to keep. We've got your back no matter what.
That is, I don't know how many other businesses do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's an amazing thing that's one of the things you guys do.
Yeah, my father was really big on it. Used to be a retailer, and a lot of times he would sell product to a customer, and then something would go bad, and he'd have to go to bat for the customer, and sometimes he'd just have to replace it on his dime. So he said when we had our brand that was never going to happen. We were going to have the customers back, the retailers back, no matter what. And he said, if that means we go out of business, then we weren't meant to be in business. And it turns out, we not only stayed in business, it's our number one marketing tool.
I can totally understand that. And speaking of your marketing tools, just being out, we do national parks every year. And the amount of folks, because it's to see Vortex hats and sweatshirts and shirts in the Madison area. Okay. It's spreading all over the place. So the merch, you obviously have gotten into golf, and I'll let Jason ask a little bit about that. You have the golf range out here that people can go hit balls at.
Right.
That is another layer to your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to get all of you into Vortex Nation is what we call it. So whether, yeah, it's binoculars, spotting scopes, rangefinders, golf, hunting, shooting, whether it's merch with the hats and the hoodies and things like that, we definitely view ourselves as a lifestyle brand, not just selling you the best tool on the market.
So I'm talking with Joe Hamilton, Vortex Joe, as he's known on Wilde and Tausch, the CEO of Vortex.
And will be known.
That's his new deal.
Exactly. Join the Vortex Joe podcast next week. We'll be talking to Wilde and Tausch.
Yes.
I wanted to.
Well, it's fair. You have a podcast. He does have a podcast set up upstairs.
We do.
And production and
yep. Yeah,
commercials. We saw the whole deal.
Yeah.
And a preschool you have
Vortex
on campus.
Joe is now going to stick.
What?
We have a preschool. Yes.
It's incredible.
It is the number one benefit for the people who use it, and it's a lot. We've got over 115 kids.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's just it sounds to me.
And the amount of people that have dogs.
I was kidding.
Yeah. So we call them therapy dogs.
There you go. I'm just trying to help.
We call them therapy dogs. Yeah, but we're dog-friendly environment. Yeah.
But I want to go back to the beginning because in preparation and because I'm jealous that I didn't get to come today, and I am appreciative of you guys helping our golf games for our girls. We'll get to the golf in a second. But according to your corporate timeline, it all began with Dan and Margie. Dan retiring from dentistry? And starting a Wild Birds Unlimited. So explain to me how
he decided
it goes.
He was going to hang up the drill.
Yeah, so take us from there to now, because that
I didn't
great
know it was
going to
need an
story.
Explanation. I thought it was pretty obvious.
Nothing's obvious in this world,
Oz. I mean, it's a natural transition from dentistry to Wild Birds Unlimited. No, so my dad gets out of Vietnam. He's got the GI Bill. He kind of tells it like he threw a dart at a bunch of board of respectable careers. It lands on dentistry, becomes a dentist. He's about 10 years in, and he hates being a dentist. Okay, he doesn't like the fact that nobody likes to go to the dentist.
Right?
Nobody likes. And he's trying to make it this enjoyable experience, and he's really up against it. So he's not having fun. He's not enjoying it. Him and my mom would take, at the time we had three brothers, they'd have a fourth later, but they'd go on these hikes, and my mom got into backyard bird feeding, and so they frequented a local Wild Birds Unlimited, and next thing you might know, my dad is saying, I think I could do this, and I think retail would be easier than dentistry, which is somewhat laughable here 38 years later, but he makes friends with the franchise owner, and they said, yeah, we'd love to have you as the new franchise owner, but we have too many here, so it's Wisconsin. So they said you can either go Milwaukee, Green Bay, or Madison. So he did a loop, and he went to Milwaukee, said it's too big. He went to Green Bay, said it's too small, and on his way back he hit Madison, and he thought just right.
It's the porridge of the three cities. There
exactly,
you go.
And then as they like to tell it, we in a covered wagon in 86, they came up with three young boys, and he started a Wild Birds Unlimited.
What a deal.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was 2002, though, that Vortex came along and hit the market, right?
So, yeah, he got into optics because people wanted to see birds. And so it started with him just getting into selling it as a retailer and then becoming a mail order business and an e-tailer. And then eventually we started our own brands in 2002, and Vortex was the one that eventually just became the main brand.
So, all right, and so obviously,
I thought that was obvious.
No, I thought it was a great story. And you know, I love a great story.
No, it is. It's a good story.
Last thing, so you can get back to running your successful company and stop spending time with us three knuckleheads. The golf aspect of obviously you have an incredible number of products and scopes and everything else, and obviously Tausch has benefited incredibly from the binoculars when he's calling Badger games with
Matt that has LePay. Helped immensely.
But where did the golf aspect of this come from? Because that's how I was introduced to you guys, and I had never you know, being the bad golfer I am, I had never even used a rangefinder until the girls got theirs, and it is a game changer. Right. But what made you guys go into that space next a couple of years ago?
Right. So we've kind of a combination of, one, we have a lot of retailers that cross over between hunting and shooting as well as offering golf products, and they love Vortex. They say, hey, you're my number one line. Love working with you guys. You've got great service. You know, have you thought about getting into the golf space? Internally, outside of hunting and shooting, golf might be the most number one passion of the people that work here. So we had a passion internally. Whenever we've got a customer that sort of drives the economics of the business, they're telling us they want us to get into something. That usually is a pretty good recipe. That's, in fact, how we got into rifle scopes, red dots, and hunting rangefinders. So that was gave us a lot of confidence to explore and do kind of all the market research. And eventually we thought, hey, this is something that we really think that we can be the best at.
Well, it is phenomenal, and it's a great story in Barneveld. Joe, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
As you can see, it's never dull around with our program.
not at all.
You crushed the trivia. You guys are having a great success there, and we love being a partner with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here.
Tausch, while we say goodbye to Joe, you could say hello to Coors Light and your love of that beverage.
Yeah, indeed. Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience during the game, or celebrating a big win after the game and you didn't boycott the second half, Coors Light will be what crack open that Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it is made to chill, but make sure to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
I'd actually say boycotting the second half is the best time to have a Coors Light.
That's what's beautiful. You can have it both ways.
Certainly heard it both the right ways. Call. All right, we will wrap things up live from Vortex. It's Wilde and Tausch. Thanks again to Joe Hamilton, otherwise known around these parts as Vortex Joe.
Yeah.
He seemed to embrace it, so I appreciate
it. He loved it.
Playing along. Jesse, you getting a good view of some of the birds in the area?
I can look outside, see stuff. I can zoom in like right on our video stream over here and get your face crystal clear. These are great binoculars.
That's what binoculars really do.
That is what binoculars
on the
show.
On the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin talking text line, Liss is more. Matt in West Bend texts in, sounds like Vortex Joe went to go boo in a bed on Monday night.
It's not bad.
That's
not
pretty
bad.
Good.
Another
pretty good.
Another chapter of
that's
go boo in
good.
A bar.
Yep. Go boo in a bar.
Since Vortex obviously brings you closer to figuring out how far you are from the pin or from your target, or in Jesse's case, zooming in on the camera lens of our video at Vortex. What do we need to take a closer look at when it comes to the Packers tomorrow when we resume our program, since we're almost done today?
So
what are we not taking a close enough look at?
Yeah, to me it's going to be what's the lineup at offensive line? How are they going to reshuffle with Elgton Jenkins being put on IR? What are the solutions to getting this offense functioning? And the kicking game. Those are my three things that I think we need to zoom in on and figure out, because defensively, I don't have a ton of questions. I feel good.
Mm-hmm. You should.
I don't feel good about the kicking game, and I certainly don't feel good about the offense, and I think the offensive line is where we need to start as far as figuring out how we can improve and get better. And what that lineup is going to look like, I'll be shocked if it's not Sean Ryan at center, and then, you know, kind of bounce around. Hopefully Aaron Banks is going to be healthy enough to play, and that you'll start getting some consistency and some schematic things that maybe will help that group be more effective. Because Bulaga was probably down on this group,
yes,
as I've heard him in the 2 years he's been breaking this down. And part of it is we stunk and we didn't score any points, but this has been building. We have not been very good up front, especially when you start looking at
the resources that you've put in. So that's got to, in order for all of the other questions, Jordan Love and letting it rip and all this other stuff, I do think that's where your core, that's always where offenses start. And I think they just need to be they need to be better than what they've been.
I've also seen some texts and some comments on our social media feeds. We're more than midway through the season now. It's time to start seeing what the Green Bay Packers are relative to the rest of the NFC contenders. It's, you know, not just training camp where we're just measuring what the Packers are. We also need to start measuring what they are.
Well, we're well behind where the Rams are. I would say the Rams are heavy favorites right now. We're not that far behind Philadelphia. We just watched it. And then I think we are right in the middle of that tier two group of teams. I would put the Rams at the top. Obviously, their game with Seattle this weekend will tell us a lot about where that NFC West is going to shake out.
All right, that is it for us today. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Uncle Homer. And thanks to Vortex Joe for being such a good host to Jesse and Tausch on their campus of Vortex in Barneveld. That's it for us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.